We are just a few hours away from the beginning of our observance of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. On this day, we look to God, who is the only one who can cleanse us from our sins. And he made that atonement available to us in his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, who is not only the sacrifice, but our high priest. Many Christians who study the Torah are surprised when they learn that the shofar is blown on the Day of Atonement. Traditionally, at the closing of Yom Kippur, we sound the shofar with a tekiah. Some have the custom of blowing not just tekiah, but a set of tekiah, shavurim, teruah, tekiah. In fact, some sources indicate that, long ago, this was the generally accepted custom. Why is the shofar blown on Yom Kippur? Often Psalm 47 is given as a reason. Verse 5 reads, God has gone up with a shout, Yahweh with the sound of a trumpet. In Hebrew, God has gone up with teruah, with kol shofar. But there are more specific reasons in the scripture. In Numbers chapter 10, the Almighty discusses two silver trumpets that were to be made. Verse 10 reads, also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days, in the beginning of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifice of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for memorial before your God. I'm Yahweh your God. The trumpets were blown not just on Rosh Hashanah. They were blown in your solemn days, in Hebrew, in your Moedim. The tekiah was sounded. An even more specific reference is found in the laws concerning the year of Jubilee. In Leviticus 25, verses 8 through 10, we read, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of 7 Sabbaths a year shall be unto thee 49 years. Then thou shalt cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. You shall blow the hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. In verse 8, we see the Day of Atonement in Hebrew, Yom Kippurim. Teruah was to be sounded on the shofar during the year of Jubilee. The year of Jubilee, the year of release, was a time when debts were forgiven and indentured servants, slaves, were released. On Yom Kippur, we all taste this liberty. It is not a financial debt from which we're being freed. We're freed from the burden of sin. And that is a much more costly debt. That's a timely reason to blow the shofar. May the Almighty bless you with a meaningful fast.